All right, everybody, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready to dive in.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because today we're looking at something pretty interesting. It's
Yeah.
this video. It's all in Korean, and it's all about, well, the future of AI.
AI. Yeah, it's been certainly the talk of the town, hasn't it?
It really has.
Yeah.
We've got the timestamps and descriptions translated though, so we can really unpack the key insights, you know. And let me tell you, there's some wild stuff in here.
I was pretty blown away by some of this stuff. Yeah, like right off the bat, they jump into this whole AI revolution idea, like how AI could totally shift the balance of power globally, you
Yeah,
know?
between like the US and China,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. Like which country ends up on top? Like AI could actually be the deciding factor.
That's I mean, it's not just some sci-fi plot anymore, is it?
No, not at all. It's a reality we need to wrap our heads around. AI playing a major role in economics, military strategy, even global politics. It's a pretty big deal.
It is a big deal. Like when you hear AI revolution, what comes to mind? How do you think it might play out? I mean,
That's a good question. It's a very complex situation, right? But what I found really interesting is how they contrast the US and China with Korea. You know, the US and China, they're making all this noise about their AI stuff. But Korea's approach is much more low key. Like they call it a quiet AI revolution.
a quiet AI revolution.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're deliberately staying under the radar. Like, why do you think that is? Is it strategic?
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it? It could be strategic, you know, focusing on areas where they think they can really get ahead.
Right.
Or maybe it's more of a cultural thing. I mean, how they approach innovation in general, it's hard to say for sure without more info. But I have heard some experts say that, you know, Korea could be targeting specific niches like robotics or semiconductor design.
Well, that's interesting.
You know, like areas where they already have a really strong foundation. It's almost like they're playing the long game, right?
Right.
Aiming for dominance in these specific fields instead of trying to be, you know, the best at everything.
Makes you think, huh? It's easy to get caught up in all the hype, maybe there's something to be said for that kind of more focused approach, you know?
Absolutely.
Okay, so the video also gets into some of the really cool capabilities that we're seeing with AI, and they highlight three key strengths: generative AI, multimodal AI, and retrieval augmented generation, or RAG.
Yeah, those are the big ones right now. And this is where things start to get really interesting. So generative AI, basically allows AI to create things.
To create things, like what kind of
Well,
things?
you name it, text, images, music, even code. I mean, the possibilities are pretty much endless.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have multimodal AI, which allows AI to process different types of data, you know, like text, images, audio, all together. So it's actually getting closer to how humans process information, which is pretty wild.
Yeah, so AI is becoming more creative and more perceptive. That's a lot to take in. What about RAG? How does that work?
Right. So RAG is all about giving AI a memory. Basically, you know, allowing it to access and use massive amounts of information. And that obviously makes the output a lot more insightful and accurate.
Okay, so it's not just relying on like whatever it was trained on.
Exactly. It can actually pull from this huge library of knowledge and generate much more comprehensive responses, you know, more nuanced.
So AI that can create, perceive, and remember, that's a pretty powerful combo. And the video actually mentioned some pretty interesting ways that this could be used.
Yeah, they had some really fascinating examples, like imagine AI doctors.
AI doctors.
Yeah, not just diagnosing illness, but actually predicting future health issues. You know, I mean, that could totally revolutionize preventative care.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they also talked about AI transforming manufacturing, you know, making processes much more efficient and customizable. And maybe the most intriguing one is this idea of AI acting as smart employees.
Smart employees. What does that even mean?
Well, think of it this way. Imagine an AI that could manage your social media, you know, creating posts, analyzing engagement, adjusting strategies all in real time without you having to do anything. Or an AI that could handle all your customer service inquiries, providing personalized responses, resolving issues. I mean, that's the kind of potential we're talking about here.
That's a lot of responsibility to give to AI. It
Yeah.
kind of makes you wonder where the line is, you know, between AI as a tool and AI as like an independent being.
It's a crucial distinction. And actually, they talk about this in the video. They get into the difference between large language models or LLMs and AI agents.
Okay.
So LLMs are kind of like those smart employees we were just talking about. They can follow instructions, complete tasks, but they're still pretty limited in terms of autonomy, you know?
So like an LLM could write a report, but it wouldn't know like the strategy behind it?
Exactly. AI agents, on the other hand, they could be much more independent. They don't just complete tasks. They actually make decisions and take actions to achieve a specific goal. Okay. Like an LLM could write a press release, but an AI agent could manage the entire PR strategy for a company.
Wow.
Yeah. Like crafting the message, identifying influencers, managing media outreach, that kind of stuff.
That's a whole other level. They even suggest that these AI agents could interact with businesses, mm-hmm. you know, like negotiating deals, managing resources. It's almost like they're becoming part of the economy.
It's a pretty bold vision, yeah.
Yeah.
And it definitely raises some questions about how we integrate this level of AI into society.
Definitely.
But let's bring it back down to earth for a sec. The video also emphasizes the practical side of all this, you know, bridging AI and business. They say that businesses really need to start thinking about how to integrate AI, not just for automation, but for creating new value.
So it's not just about like keeping up with the tech. It's about understanding how to actually use it strategically.
Exactly.
So what are some of the key takeaways here for businesses that want to get started with AI?
Well, they suggest focusing on areas where AI can really make a difference, like enhancing decision-making, personalizing customer experiences, even developing entirely new products or services. You know, it's about finding the right balance between human expertise and AI capabilities.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So we've covered a lot here today.
We have, from AI revolution to AI agents and everything in between.
It's a lot to process.
It is, and it's changing so fast. I think the main takeaway is that we need to be really engaged in shaping how this all develops, how we integrate AI into our lives and our work.
Absolutely. And for our listeners out there, we'll leave you with this. This video really pushed the idea of AI agents becoming more than just tools. You know, if they can operate independently and interact with businesses, how might that change our economic and social structures? What new opportunities or challenges could we see? It's definitely something to think about as we move into this new era of AI. And if you're interested in the Korean perspective, you know, check out the original video. We'll put a link in the show notes. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
Thanks, everyone.
See you next time.